Episode number 215, How to Build a Camaro.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the CamaroC28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the CamaroC28.com podcast on the air.
That's right, we're back at you for another episode of the CamaroC28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And so did you know how to build a Camaro?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Oh yeah.
Been there, done that?
Oh, all the time.
Well, that's one of the things we're going to talk about this week.
Well, the concept was built in my basement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember? You know, they needed a place
whittled
to do it.
Whittled it out in Play-Doh.
What?
Whittled it out in Play-Doh, you know?
Oh, Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the philosophizer.
Oh, Play-Doh. That's a good one.
Yeah, all right. No, yeah. No, I mean, well, we learned how to build a Camaro.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that a little bit today. We're also going to talk about the contest that is now closed to new entries, but never fear, you can still participate and at least it'll be fun for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably won't win any prizes as a result, but you can still help somebody else win a bunch of prizes. Hey, did you know that Ford is upping their incentives on the Mustang?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's that competition thing we got going on. Chris, you told me we got a couple of voicemails
yep.
and an email and
yep.
probably a bunch of other hilarity thrown in the mix there. So going back to the start.
Yeah.
How to build a Camaro.
Yeah, on National Geographic Channel, otherwise now known as Nat Geo.
Stupid.
They had a program on Thursday evening called Factories, and it was specialized in the fifth-gen Camaro in Oshawa. And what was the place they built the engine?
It is...
St. Catharines.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Ultimate Factories.
Ultimate Factories. Great show. Coming from someone here, me, who's never been in an auto factory, I thought it was just incredible, the technology that goes into building a car these days.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
From back in the day when you used to work in factories,
mm-hmm.
you know, designing the conveyors and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff,
right.
How has it changed?
The basic premise is the same. All the carriers and the way the assembly lines work and the doors being put on and then being taken back off.
What about all those cool robots they got in there that basically, like, to grab the car and put it together?
It's pretty similar to the way that it was before, especially, you know, like the glass and windshield station where it shows
uh-huh.
them, you know, putting the adhesive around it. It's pretty similar. Now, it's been 12 years since I've been a conveyor engineer, but it's still really similar. They're just a little bit more advanced as far as technology and efficiency. You know, the basic thing is still the same, the way that the car is built. However, the advancements in technology, in efficiency, again, like the banks of terminals, you know, to monitor and everything, that's a little bit more advanced than what it was before. It was more simplified back then. Now the computer system and diagnostic checks, like it had the robot that would measure those critical,
mm-hmm.
critical points, and if it was just off by a fraction of an inch, man, that
oh, yeah.
had to come out and
yep.
take a look at it. That was really neat, and that really adds to the quality control. Things like that have advanced, and it's very cool to see that there's only so many ways you can build a car.
Yeah.
Saturn tried to be a little different.
Yeah.
You know? But I think it's always going to be the same, but the technology going into it and making sure that it is spot on. For example, the fourth-gen Camaro was the first automobile to use laser cameras to check critical points.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I want to say there was 200 and some odd points that it would check. If I remember right, Fitz or Settlemyer can correct me if I'm wrong. And there they are doing it again, but
yeah.
it's just that much more accurate because I'm sure in 1993 they didn't have the LCD screens
yeah.
displaying every little point. It was probably just like a text readout of, hey, you
yeah.
know, this is out of spec, out of phase. Still a very cool episode. I wonder if they're going to be rerunning it.
I'm sure they will.
Or somebody will up it to our video section.
Yeah.
Hint.
I've
hint.
Got it on DVR in
yeah.
HD, baby.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I did it too.
That was awesome.
It was a cool episode. If you've never been in an auto plant, it's pretty enlightening.
I would love to visit an auto plant one time and just to see how, I don't care if it's the Camaro or not, just a car and see it how it goes through the assembly process. Now, did they say it takes 18 hours from start to finish to build a Camaro?
I believe it did.
I think that's what they said.
Yeah.
Just the paint process alone. That was the coolest thing for me is watching the whole paint process. I didn't realize how they charge the car, so the paint just kind of flies right to it.
It is electrostatically applied.
Yeah. Oh man, that's cool. They can just do a red and a yellow and a blue and mm-hmm. everything right in the low, and mm-hmm. you don't even have to worry about paint getting around. Oh, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal, the paint shop. Because obviously that's the visual of what you see on the car, man, and they take that part real seriously.
So here's my question is, and the part that they had where they showed the guy going into the paint booth sort of thing, he had to go through this tunnel that kind of mm-hmm. blew air all over him.
Right.
So how are the particles get in the paint if there's such, I don't know, a clean environment? How do particles get in the paint? You know, just like from sneezing and stuff like that, maybe?
Like when there are flaws?
Yeah. Because I saw they had one guy, he pulled out the car. He's like, oh, yeah. And he pulls out this thing and starts rubbing down mm-hmm. the car. And then he...
I believe it's impossible on a automotive...
To be 100%.
Yeah, like you get into governmental institutions or biotech, you know, oh, that's got to be, you know, without a doubt. But that also costs multiple millions of dollars more than what General Motors or any automaker, just based on their market share and their volume and, their, of course, the money that they have to put into a new plant. So naturally, you can only get it so clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have to wear the booties and the suits. In fact, if you remember, when we used to go drag racing, I used to wear a General Motors paint shop suit.
Oh, really?
When I drag race, yeah, you called it a zoot suit.
Oh, okay.
It was blue and said General Motors on the pocket. I still have it somewhere.
I remember my original
paint shop suit. Hey, it worked. It helped me just jump in and out of the car, and if I got dirty, I didn't care because I'd crawl under the car and everything. I do have two very, very, very minor flaws in my paint, and I found it to be ironically that it's on both sides of my car and also similarly on your car, and it's in the exact same spot that the guy on the TV show had to fix the flaw.
Yeah.
So, and I'd have to struggle to find it again. It was so tiny. I mean, I was like with my nose an inch off the surface. But it's
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But otherwise, I haven't been able to find any real paint flaws, no drips, no runs, no errors.
Okay. Well, hopefully they're going to show it again.
Yeah.
Keep looking on your program listing. I saw people in
Nat Geo.
Yeah. I saw people in Canada. I guess it wasn't shown in Canada on National Geographic because some people were posting going, hey, it's not on TV here, eh?
What is this all about?
I don't know if it was just shown in the U.S. or what. What?
I would think that if the plant is in our country, eh, that we'd be able to get it, but we don't. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll see if it comes back on Saturday. I give $1 million to see it.
We'll post next time it's on.
I'm going to get hate mail from my Canadian buddies. God, we got a lot of them, too. We got a lot of Canadian friends. I just realized if they gang up, they got to kick our asses. Or just mine. You just stand back and say, that's what you get, dumbass.
Yeah.
Go Wings.
What else do you want to talk about this week?
You sleepy? It's been a long weekend. Hey, our contest is half over.
Yeah, pretty much. The process where you submit pictures with the Camaro Z28.com logo is officially done. Closed for new suggestions. And
suggestions?
Entries? Yeah.
Contributions?
Whatever. And so now we have to do the painstaking process of going through, what is this, 38 pictures
mm-hmm. that were submitted.
Yep. And we got to make sure that they fit all the characteristics of our contest.
And it was so easy. I can't believe people didn't get it. But
yeah.
Sorry.
Like a legibly viewable picture.
Yeah. You know,
in the picture.
Print the logo out and the logo has to be legible. You know, we have to be able to tell that it's actually the Camaro Z28.com logo in the picture to be, you know. Well, here's a picture of my car in the parking lot underneath the Empire State Building while I'm at the top of it. Yeah. See that speck? That's my car. See the white speck next to it? That's your logo. It is.
It's going to be fun.
We got 38 submissions for the Nitto Tire, it's more than just Nitto Tires. We're giving away a bunch of stuff.
The fun-filled summer.
The Camaro Z28.com photo fun challenge.
There you go.
You help me.
It's a mouthful.
You help me come up with a name.
I always forget it though.
So we got to pick our top 10, and then we're going to announce that we've picked our top 10 1 week from now, from the release of this episode, and we're going to allow you, the CamaroZ28.com public, to vote on
who's going to get all these grand fabulous prizes.
Grand,
that's right. Grand fabulous prizes.
You need
prizes.
A Red Bull.
So,
Nitto Tire and Defender Works and BF Xenon and
Autograph Books.
Autograph Books and CamaroZ28.com Garb and all 38 that submitted, even if they didn't quite get the rules, they all get a one-year CamaroZ28.com premium membership.
Oh.
I mentioned that before, so thanks everybody for participating. But you know what? Stay tuned, because you can help somebody win a bunch of stuff.
Right.
I have a CamaroZ28.com membership account. If you don't have one, shame on you. Go get one.
One vote per person.
One man, one vote.
That's right.
Free South Africa. That's an old Lethal Weapon movie.
That's way old.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
I'm tired, too.
So we'll get that up next week, and everybody can start voting.
Yep. Stay tuned, and get ready to vote.
Right. So, something else we want to talk about this week.
Ford.
Apparently, they have to put out some new incentives for people to buy a Mustang.
They went, oh, crap.
Because Camaro is killing them.
Yep. 4 months in a row, and we'll see the month number five brings.
Well, maybe the incentives will work. Maybe not.
I think competition is good. I mean, we talked about this. We knew that Ford was going to up their ante in power and price and everything else. You know, they got the track pack. I guess that's supposed to be a really awesome handling package that's supposed to pretty much put the Camaro to shame, or at least make it look not so good.
Okay.
And now the new Ford Mustangs coming out are going to really bring the competition, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because now the Camaro team is going to step up. Right, Fitz? Right, Cheryl? Right, Scott?
Should be fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the numbers will be during the winter months. You know, here on the East Coast, not a good time to buy a sports car. Now on the West Coast, maybe down south, they have good weather all year round. So.
Yeah, but we don't like them.
And then, there's the convertible next year.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or, whatever else they might come out with. C20. hint.
Who knows?
Hint. I don't.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm interested in seeing what month five sales figures are to see if the Camaro beat the Mustang one more time.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. I don't expect
one interesting thing I saw this week. Mm. Actually, just this weekend. I don't know if you saw this since you were up north. Did you see the voting for the SEMA Camaro for the interior and exterior design for a SEMA car you can vote on? There's six packages you can vote on of which one you want to see at SEMA.
It's
posted on Facebook by our good buddy Fitz. You can vote once a day, and there's, I think, six or eight configurations of interior and exterior. It's like a stripe and color package.
Is this on the Camaro Facebook fan page?
Yes. Yes.
Very cool. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was up north all weekend with very, very limited internet access.
So I've voted three times, I think, already, because you're only allowed once a day.
Well, since I am a member of the Camaro fan page on Facebook, I'll definitely have to check it out. And since we're talking about it, speaking of fan pages on Facebook and Twitter and all that junk.
Social networking. Yeah, we're all over that. We are all over that. If you want to follow us on Twitter, just go to twitter.com/CamaroZ28com, no dot. We also have a Facebook fan page of CamaroZ28.com. Just do a search, add us as a friend. All that good stuff.
We have a podcast page, right?
We have a podcast page that gets updated every week. Just when I release the podcast, that gets updated on Facebook as well. So
We're about it.
We're all over it.
I just thought of something funny, just since, we're sleepy and slap happy. Go to twitter.com/CamaroZ28com, no dot.
Yeah.
Is that the total name? Com, no dot?
That'd be, we should set up another one called Com, no dot.
Just in case. Oh, now that somebody's heard it, they're going to go out and do it. And
probably.
It's going to be, kind of like that, SHIT, my dad says, Twitter account. That's pretty darn funny, if I do say so. All right, we got to move on here before we just waste more time. Well, we got a couple of voicemails here, right?
Yeah, we got a couple of voicemails, and we have one email to go through.
Okay, you want to start with an email? Or, yeah. I'm sorry, start with a voicemail or the email?
Let's go. Let's start with the voicemail. The email here.
Yeah, because it's kind of a doozy.
Yeah. This one says, hey, Jason and Chris.
Hey.
My name is James, and I have been lurking on your site since the Camaro concept pictures were leaked, and I have been listening to your podcast for just as long. That's almost as long as we've been talking on the podcast. Keep up the great work. I'm an avid gamer and have been following the development of Forza Motorsport 3 since it was announced. I figured I would email you guys and let you know about the Camaro content in the game just in case you hadn't heard. And there's a lot here.
Well, we're going to have to make this fast and maybe hand it back and forth because we're going to run out of breath.
69 Camaro Z28, 69 Camaro SS, 79 Camaro SS, or Z28, 90 Camaro IROC Z, 2002 Camaro SS 35th Anniversary Edition, 2010 Camaro SS.
Okay, hand it over to me here. Fire Chickens. It's almost starting to sound like the awards at Superfest.
Yeah.
1973 Firebird Trans Am SD455, 1987 Firebird Trans Am GTA, 2002 Firebird Trans Am WS6. Other notable GM cars: 2009 G8 GXP, 2009 CTS-V, 2009 Z01, 2007 Z06, 1987 Buick GNX, 1970 Chevelle SS454, 1960 Corvette C1, 2006 Solstice, 2004 GTO, and...
And
many more.
Many, many more.
Handing it back to you, Chris.
Because I'm going to hear... and I'm sure...
You got it?
Where
I left off? It looked like you were hunting for it.
No, it says, as I'm sure you guys know, one of the neatest features of the Forza series is the detailed car modding and tuning. The 5th Gen in-game can receive the following as engine swaps. LS7, LS9, C6R, 427... A 2008 5.9 liter NASCAR V8, and this just goes on and on, talking about the drivetrain and the platform and handling and the aerodynamics, and apparently they brought back the quarter mile drag racing as well as eighth and half and full mile drag racing. So
this is a pretty cool and very well compiled email.
I've got Forza 2, and let me tell you, I really liked that game. And we were waiting for them to release a concept Camaro in that game.
Charlie, they're going to offer weight reduction. I'm looking over the list. This is a great email. Jeez. Aerodynamics, engine, crate motors, aspiration, supercharged, turbo, and more. This is good stuff. James, this is a great email. Thank you so much for sending this out. Chris, can you post this in its entirety?
You betcha.
In the thread? And you know what I'm going to do? Because you can customize the cars, and we had quite a few members, when Forza 2 came out, customized a 4th Gen Camaro and 3rd Gen Camaros, you know, any Camaro. And some were really sweet, and they shared the designs with each other and everything. We should have some sort of cool contest to who can design, another Camaro, that we have the 2010s at our disposal. Very cool. James, thank you for the email. Excellent, excellent info.
Yep. Very cool.
And I guess, now we got a couple of voicemails?
Of voicemails, yeah.
All right, but just before that.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and kick off the first one here.
Hey, Chris and Jason. I'm a dude 1134 from the message board. Driving home from work right now thinking to myself how strange it is living in Southern California. I have yet to see a new 5th Gen Camaro. Anyways, I got a question for you guys. What are your thoughts on what the new Camaro is going to do to the value of the older one? I know when Camaro went on hiatus in 2002, my 91 saw quite a bit of a value increase. But since with the announcement of the 5th Gen, what do you think it's going to do to the value of the 3rd, 2nd, 1st, even the 4th Gen Camaro? Keep up the good work. Enjoy the show. And hope to hear from you. Hope to hear your answer soon.
Well, what do you think? Do you think with the addition now of the 2010 Camaro that the prices of the 4th Gens are going to go down?
Well, to the hardcore racer, because the 2010 Camaro weighs about 950,000 pounds, I'm sure they'll still opt for the 4th Gen route for all-out performance.
The lightweight Camaro?
Right, which used to be a complete pig compared to the 3rd Gen
Camaro. And I know.
You know, naturally they will go down, but I don't think it's going to be very rapid until people really start using the Camaro for racing.
Yeah.
The new 2010 Camaro, I should say.
Yeah.
I just don't think so.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before.
There's still
too.
A good following for fourth gens. That's what I.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't remember if my answer was the same, but that's what I think today.
Yeah.
You know, fourth gens are still great cars. Third gens are. Camaros are great cars,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's move on to the next.
That's it. I don't know what else to say.
Let's move on to the next one.
All right.
And wait a minute. Before we do, he lives in Southern California and has not seen a fifth gen yet?
Well, he probably smokes a lot of pot and hangs out on the beach.
Our buddy who was in New Orleans, who was from Southern California,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't remember.
Look,
yeah, go find him. He'll show you his car.
That's right. He'll probably take you for a nice blast. They're around, dude. You just got to look around.
Alrighty, here's the next one.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Sweet Z from the message board. I wanted to ask, I've heard, and especially Jason, I heard you guys talk about getting a tune done on your car, and I was thinking about doing the long tube headers and, you know, an exhaust to try to add a little bit of power. And I know that on my truck, on my Duramax, I put a, like a little computer chip module thing that that changes the fuel and air mixture, but you don't actually program anything. And I wondered if you guys were talking about actually putting it on a dyno, or I haven't really researched what's out there yet for the new Camaros, but could you talk about that a little bit? I know a lot of people have said that those LS engines get faster when they get broken in and the exhaust gets louder, and I sure didn't believe it, but it really seems like it happens a little bit, but I'd still like to go probably a little throatier exhaust. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Bye. Love the podcast. Take it easy.
Sweet Z calling in with voicemail.
What? Did I miss something?
No.
Oh.
No. It's just announcing him.
I see.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm going to answer this one.
You can go ahead and answer this one since you've probably got it all done already.
Well, here's the deal. Yeah, tunes are very, very good for the 2010 Camaro.
Now, explain what a tune is.
They change the timing, the spark timing, the air fuel ratio.
They don't just throw a chip in there.
No. Well, no. No, you have to, in my opinion, the right way to do it is to use a dyno.
Yeah.
You know, because every car is just a touch different. And, of course, you find a qualified dyno and tuner, and they hook it up with their laptop using LS1 Edit or, geez, I don't even know what the tool of choice is. There's a few different versions out there. Speaking from personal experience, I did get a tune on my car, and because my car is the L99, a tune didn't really do a whole lot because the computer kind of started to override everything with the camshaft, the variable cam timing. Hmm. However, a transmission calibration made quite a big difference. Now, I know a lot of people won't believe me, but adding an intake didn't seem to do much good at all. Hmm. On an LS3 car, you know, with the manual transmission, oh yeah, pick up some decent horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Not on mine.
No?
Nope. And we were kind of scratching our heads and just thinking, once again, you know, the computer overdid it, overrode it. However, I just added a nice set of Borla long tube headers with no cats on it, 20 horsepower gain. Then you add an intake, another 10 horsepower gain, as long as it's kind of got a base tune for those two modifications.
Okay.
So we're talking 30 horsepower pickup with a basic tune and headers, since he did mention headers.
Yeah.
You know, and it went at 358 at the tire.
Okay.
That's pretty good of a nice gain.
Yeah.
And that's through the stock exhaust system. There's a number of ways you can do it. I'm sure the HyperTech and Diablo Sport and all the usual handheld programmer guys have something available. Or you could talk to somebody who does mail order tuning, like I believe Trifecta Performance is still one of our sponsors, and if they're not, they still do a good job.
Yeah,
and they're good guys there too. Get a hold of them because I know that they were working on it. Or I can also recommend the company that I went with, Vector Motorsports.
Okay,
here in Clinton Township, Michigan, but I think they take care of things by mail too. Does that answer his question, or did I just pretty much just blow my own horn?
No, I think his question was too: is what a tune? What is exactly a tune?
Is it really?
Yeah. Like
they changed the timing and everything, the spark timing.
But how?
With a computer.
Right, but I mean,
through the ALDL port using LS1 Edit.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's what you were looking for?
Exactly.
Yeah, they hook their computer up to it and they just
reprogram it.
Change the data tables is really what they're doing.
Yeah.
So the
it's not like the old days where you actually open the computer up and change the EEPROM.
Right.
With a new program.
That ended in 93.
Yes, for the Camaro it did.
Except in California. So,
bada boom, bada bing.
Right.
Plug it in. good to go.
Yeah, it's well worth the money, I think. Yeah. Yeah, dude, 20 horsepower with headers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the supercharger doesn't hurt. It's almost buttoned up.
Okay.
They're taking their time doing a little testing.
Because it's almost time for SEMA.
Don't tell me all about it. Yeah, by the way, one more shout out for SEMA. Anybody who's going out there for SEMA, definitely get a hold of us and let us know so we can invite you to the CamaroZ28.com meet and greet.
I'm sure we'll post it on the message board and we'll post it on Twitter as well.
And Facebook. And
yeah, so make sure you're following us on that stuff too.
That's right. I hope I answered all of his questions because there was kind of a few that I intertwined in there.
Yeah.
Well, if you have any more, always feel free to call us. Everybody knows the number.
Yep. Or send us an email. Now, how about we give away a prize for the week?
Well, we have to, don't we?
Brought to you by
CamaroCollection.com.
That's right, which is that's a pretty nice prize this week.
Yeah, it's
it's a medium to large prize.
Yeah, we've been giving away one. Well, we've been giving away one prize every week,
right?
But then once a month, we give away a CamaroCollection.com prize, one that's provided by our friends there at CamaroCollection.com.
Right.
And as the months go on, the prizes get bigger, and this is the day, and we got to give it to the last guy, because
he
just
Sweet Z.
Got me to talk about my car, and I'm always down for that, so Sweet Z, you win, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Well, I don't go into the prize vault this time.
No, because it's coming from CamaroCollection.com.
So if I had a sound clip of some sort of jet going overhead, then I could play it.
Dropping a package.
Right. Clunk and landing on an Ethiopian. What?
Yeah.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we've only got two more Camaro Collection prizes to give away because we're doing it throughout the end of the year. That's right. So definitely get your voicemails in. You can always send us an email, but it doesn't make you eligible for a prize.
So, Sweet Z, send us an email at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com with your information, your shipping address,
and
shirt
your shirt size.
In case we send you
like a kick-ass jacket or something.
Oh.
I've got one of their jackets, and I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's got a compass in the zipper, but I still like it.
Yeah.
It's handy. Thank you to everybody for calling in, writing in, and giving us a shout. So.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that it?
I think so.
I bought another snowmobile.
Oh, man, you're insane. You're going to kill yourself.
Well, I hope so. Then I don't have to pay taxes anymore.
Sounds like an old employee of mine. You know, the only two things you're sure of in life is death and taxes.
Right. And you could take care of both in one shot with my toe stuck in the throttle of my 2006 Arctic Cat F7 EFI Snow Pro.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fast will it go?
Probably about 110, 120 on the ice.
Okay.
It's got a
is that average or is that
it's
above
the,
average?
It's on the high end. I mean, it's pretty easy.
Can any of those snowmobiles like do like $150 or something like that?
There's one that my boss has. That's the Arctic Cat Z1 Turbo. That has about 190 horsepower and it weighs about 580 pounds.
Wow!
And it'll do on a good day on the right ice at the right air temperatures and probably a little bit of a tune. Probably about 140.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's flying.
Yeah. But it's fun because
500 pounds.
As long as you do it safe, you're okay. Because, I mean, really, it's just ice. And it's flat. And if there's nobody else out there, there's nobody else out there.
Yeah.
Anybody want to go riding at Houghton Lake? Let me know.
Yeah.
And anybody got any Arctic Cat, Fire Cat parts for sale? Let me know, too. I could use a couple.
Let the modding begin.
Yeah. Reeds and pipe and clutch. And needs new windshield, too.
Okay.
Oh, you gotta come on! You gotta come up, Chris.
I will. I want to experience.
You
this
don't
firsthand.
Have to go fast. Enjoy it.
I
you know. Really don't.
I've ridden one before,
but mine's about 140 horsepower. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little under 500 pounds.
You're crazy.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening,
and we'll see you next week.
See you week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Chris, we really got to stop doing these at night.
Yeah.